Praise God. Hallelujah. Anybody excited to be in church tonight? Glory to God. I'm happy to be here. You know, as my wife said, you know, we were traveling last week. We decided to stay out an extra day and be able to spend some family time. Praise the Lord. But we were in those meetings, and what a wonderful group of meetings. But praise God. We missed being here. We missed being able to minister here. We missed being able to see everybody. But praise the Lord. We're back. We didn't go for too long. Amen. And God's got good things for us. Amen. We had lots of impartation last week. The week prior, amen, actually 2 weeks ago, but we had lots of impartation, and God was doing some amazing things in us. God spoke to me a lot out there about this church in particular, and just continue to know that we're on the right path, doing God's work, amen, doing what He has us to do. Praise the Lord, and there's a great and mighty harvest here, amen. There's things that God wants to do here in Cory, in this area, and it's not just all attached to specifically, you know, it's not just about, I should say, having a certain number of people in church, but it's about having, you know, everything that God wants to do in the area with His people in the area. Amen. And I believe that there's some big things. And of course, tonight's message is along those lines. It'll help us. Tonight's message is called, Are You a Good Receiver? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you a good receiver? Now, you know, being a receiver is something that we understand, of course, scripturally is very scriptural. Everything to do in life revolves around what we receive and how we receive. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, and I had this thought come to me as I was preparing this, that if I walked up to you and handed you a 20, most of you would receive it pretty easily. Or if anybody walked up to you and handed you $20, you would receive it. It wouldn't be hard to receive it, would it? You know, if somebody wanted to bless you, you know, wanted to give you, sometimes we get a little bit weird about things, but ultimately you would be filled with joy. You would be filled with excitement. Amen. Praise the Lord. But what God has given us is so much more. Amen. What he's written in these pages, what Jesus paid for, all the things that He's done for us is so much more than a $20 bill or a $100 bill or $1 million. Praise the Lord. God has done such wonderful things for us. But, you know, it matters how we receive it. Praise the Lord. You know, I also got to thinking about this. Of course, you know, recently I was with my pastor. He has an old car that he likes to drive around, and it has an old radio in it. Amen. And, you know, a lot of the kids today, they went understand this, but one of those old radios, you know, you have to turn the dial and you have to tune it in, amen. And that dial is actually, or that radio is actually called a receiver, praise the Lord. You know, and you understand that if it's not at the right place at the right time, you're not going to hear the right thing or the thing that you're looking for, amen. And so I started thinking about that. Now I'll put it in modern terms, kids, in case you didn't know, you know, you understand what a cell phone is, right? Praise the Lord. Now, cell phone, you have bars. Amen. You ever seen those bars at the top? It tells you what kind of reception you're getting. Amen. That's really what it is. It's telling you how good of reception. Here in this area, for like right where this church is, there's not great reception. Amen. I don't think I've ever had more than two bars here. But, you know, the bars determine what, you know, how much you can import. Amen. Well, the same thing is with the things of God. You know, how we receive, how we learn to receive, what kind of receiver we are determines what we receive from God. God is, he's desiring to pour. I think about this all the time as I see people, sometimes as I see people fail. You know, as a pastor, I've seen many people fail. I like to think that it's not my fault, praise the Lord. But I've seen people fail. And the whole time I seen them fail, I knew that God had something more for them. Sometimes it was everything that they wanted. You know, there's people that have been desiring these things. And I'm like, if you would just come, if you would just get faithful, if you would just listen to the word and start being a doer of the word, you would receive all that God has for you. And what He has for you is actually everything you're looking for. It's everything that you desire. It's your heart's desires. How do I know? Because that's exactly what He did for me. Amen. I was looking for love in all the wrong places. Amen. I was trying to figure out a way to do it myself. I was trying to figure out a way to get rich, to all these things. And God has put me in the place of being able to have all those things I desire and more. And why? Because God just loves us. Amen. But it all comes down to how we're received. If we're not tuned into the things of God, we'll never know how to receive from the things of God. You know, one of the saddest things to me is that there's so many people out there that are in different kinds of religions, that are in different kinds of churches, praise the Lord, but they're not taught right about the word. And they go without the blessing of God. They go without receiving what God really has for them. Amen. And when I say what God really has for them, I'm not talking just about, you know, finances or material things. I'm talking about all that God has for you. Sometimes, you know, God has a plan. We know according to Jeremiah 29:11, that God has a specific plan for us. And in that plan, there's many things that are attached. There's people that are attached to that plan. Well, if God has a plan for each and every one of us, and there's people and things that are attached to that plan, don't you know that the longer that we wait to get in that plan, that sometimes, and you got to understand, a lot of this is inspiration. I didn't know I'd be saying all of this. But the longer we wait to get into that plan, there's things that we forego. There's things that we can't get back. There's things that we'll lose that can't be redeemed because we've let that bridge pass. Amen. So or we've burnt that bridge, so to speak. There's certain people I know in my life that I could never reach now because of my past, because of things that I've done in my life. And that makes me sad a little bit. Amen. And so we want to be people that receive all that God has for us. And we're going to see something, we're going to understand this, but God receiving something from God is not just, you know, we think, well, it's great to receive from God. When I receive healing from God, when I receive a blessing from the Lord, when I receive direction from God, all these things, it's wonderful, right? But one thing that we don't realize is that receiving from God isn't just about what we get, but it's something that if we don't receive from God, if we don't receive what he has for us, it's actually kind of a slap in the face to God. And you say, well, how can that be? Well, it's real simple. If I labored to give you a gift, amen, and I spent a lot of time trying to give you a gift, and I presented it to you, and you said, well, I don't really want that. Or it wasn't important to you enough to say, hey, I got a gift, just meet me here at this time, at this place, at this time, and I'll deliver that gift to you, and I show up there, but you never show up. Now, you may have even wanted that gift. It may have been something that you desired, but because you never showed up, you never received. See, are you a good receiver? A good receiver isn't just somebody who, it's somebody who will receive what God has for them, amen? It's not just somebody who receives, but it's somebody who will receive. I'm choosing to. And so there's things that God has promised us. There's things that Jesus has paid for on the cross. There's things that he paid for that if we don't receive them, it's kind of a slap in the face for God. Let me give you an example. One of those things, healing, is something that God has for every person. So if we don't receive the healing of God, if we don't receive the things that he paid for, it's the same as standing him up because he already did it. He said, come here, meet me here. But if we won't go, we're not a good receiver. You understand? So when we start realizing this, even though most of us, if we were sick or hurting, we would want healing, now we can understand that, wait a minute, it's not optional. Healing is not optional. I must walk in it because I don't want to spit in the face of the Lord, because I don't want to be disrespectful to God. Receiving the blessing in the direction of God, we get excited about receiving that a lot of times, but we don't understand that it's not optional. Otherwise, it's disrespectful to our Lord. Why? Because he's paid such a great price for it. So we need to walk in the things that God has us to walk in, not just for us, not just because we want to be blessed, amen, but because it blesses God. It's what he did. Jesus paid with his blood. You know, there's a song that I was listening to, we started listening to on the way down here. Praise the Lord. It's called From Your Hands. It's a Christian song. Maybe it's a few years old now, maybe 10, 15 years old. But this song is talking about what Jesus did on the cross and what he paid for. And I love, it talks about how he was going through all that pain. And when he was going through all that, he was thinking about us. And the whole time we were the ones at the forefront of his mind. And of course, we know the word says that Jesus, who endured the cross for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, amen? And so we understand that the joy that was set before Christ was all of us, amen? And so he did this, he went to the cross and paid this price so that we could walk in all the, in this new life, amen? And we're gonna get into this, amen? This is, praise the Lord. So as we're getting into this message, I just want you to think about this. How many bars do I have, amen? How many bars do I have? Have I got my antenna up? Am I in a good place of reception? You know, this is another thing about receiving. Praise the Lord. If you got a cell phone and you're trying to make a call. Now, when I was up on a bear hunt a few years ago in New Brunswick, right? That's where I was, yeah, up in Canada, amen. And where we were, there was no reception. And so when we wanted to make a phone call out, what we had to do is we had to go for a drive. We had to go up on top of a hill. We had to look for a higher ground or a different place, amen. And so we made note of the places that we would get good reception. But what did we do? We purpose in our hearts because we wanted to receive, amen. So we purpose in our hearts to be in the place where we knew the reception would be, amen. And so the same thing is in our lives. We need to walk through life in such a way that we are always, now listen, the place will vary. There's different places where God has for us to receive different things. But we want to always be in the place where God is trying to deliver something to us, amen. If he says to be over here, well then by God we'll be over there. Glory to God, amen. And we're going to see this in an example tonight, but I don't want to preach all my message ahead of time, amen. Got to do it in steps, praise the Lord. Turn with me to Romans 5. The other day, this is a scripture my daughter and I, we memorized, praise the Lord, Romans 5:8. And the other day as we were reciting it, we recite certain scriptures every morning. And as we were reciting this, there was something that stirred in me in this. And that's where the basis for this message came from, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Romans 5:8, love this scripture. It says, but God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. You know, it doesn't say he demonstrated, does it? It says, but God demonstrates. We have to understand that what Christ did wasn't something that was demonstrated. It's something that demonstrates still. The things that Christ did for us when he went to the cross, God was showing us something every day for the rest of our lives. Every generation that would come out, Christ did the same thing. He did it for them just as much as he did it for the ones previous. Amen. And so we understand that it's God demonstrates. It's something that he's doing. God's love is being demonstrated all the time in the price that he paid. Amen. And so it's something we understand. It doesn't ever stop. Amen. A lot of times we're like, where was God? Where was God? Well, God was there. God already did all he was going to do. We understand that scripture said that. That doesn't mean that we can't receive things. But where we are will determine whether or not we're in the place to receive what he's already done. God's already done it all, but sometimes we have to be in the right place to receive it. Amen. One of the best places to be to receive it is in church. Amen. That's where we get our first and foremost direction. If we don't show up, amen, we won't be there. You know, this week I hurt my back really bad. In fact, so bad that I couldn't even get off the couch and couldn't even walk across the room for like 3 days straight. I was doing really not really well at all. And somebody asked me yesterday morning. I was with a friend of mine in the ministry, and we were touring the building in Fredonia. And I was walking around, and I wasn't walking very good. I was actually kind of just hobbling around, and I had to stop often and sit down and all that stuff. And I wasn't sitting good either, you know, and that's the other thing. I couldn't even sit up straight for those days. I was literally on my back for 3 days straight. But you know, he asked me when we were there, he's like, are you going to preach in church this week? And I said, absolutely, I'm going to preach this week. And the reason is simple. The Bible tells us that the anointing destroys the yoke. And so I want to be in the place where the anointing is so that I'm not, so that the yoke gets destroyed. And in this case, it's back pain. Amen. While I'm standing here, I don't have any pain tonight. Amen. I'm standing here preaching the word, and I'm moving like maybe not as perfect as I normally do. I know I usually have some cool moves and stuff, but praise the Lord. But I'm standing here far better, way far better. Praise the Lord. And because I determined to be in the place where I know my help is. See, just because I'm a pastor doesn't mean my help isn't in the church. My help is always in the church. And that's why I will always endeavor to be there. That's why we make it part of our life, is because that's where God has connected us. Amen. And I just thought I'd share that. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So he showed us, what he showed us right up front is that there was nothing, there was no good feelings to be had. There was no reason for Christ to die for us other than God's love. And God permanently would forever demonstrate his love in that one act. And so when you ever ask yourself, or when the devil ever tries to put in your head, does God want me to have this? Does God want me blessed here? Does God want me to be happy? Praise the Lord. All these things. you need to remind yourself of this verse. Remind yourself that God is demonstrating his love when we were no good. Praise the Lord, when we were worth nothing. And now we're worth something to him. Amen. If you've been born again, praise the Lord, you're worth something to God. And even if you haven't been born again, you're worth something to God. But especially if you've been born again, God, you're worth something to him. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to endeavor to be receivers of this demonstration. Praise the Lord. It said he demonstrates, meaning it's a current thing. We need to be receivers of the demonstration. Good receivers get all that is offered. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Yes. You ever gotten a free dinner?
Yeah.
And a free dinner, a great thing, right? Yeah. You go get a free dinner and you eat it and you're happy, you're full. And then someone says, hey, you want dessert? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Is that free too? Praise the Lord. And you're like, yeah, it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's just, I want it all. Right. Listen, if I got free dessert, I'll go to a restaurant where I'm paying. And, you know, they'll say, do we save any room for dessert? You know, y'all been asked that. Did you save any room for dessert? And you're like, nah, I'm not really. I'm really full. I don't really need it. But I'm going to tell you something. They come up and say, hey, this dessert's on the house. I eat it. You better be sure. You better be. We went to the sushi restaurant in California that my friend told me we had to go to. And we got there and I ordered the normal thing that I order at sushi restaurants. So the normal rolls. And, I tell you, everything's bigger in California. Well, this sushi restaurant really took heed of that understanding. And it was like literally those sushi rolls were twice the size. And I usually order enough to get me full because I don't like to leave not full because then I always regret it because I want more, especially when you like it. And it was cheap. Yeah, it was the same price. But all the rolls were twice the size. Amen. And, you know, when we're sitting there, we're like eating. I'm like, holy cow, this stuff comes out. I'm like, I don't know if I really don't know if I'm going to eat all this. And then the waitress comes back to the table after a few minutes. And she said, here, this is on the house. And she puts down another big roll in front of us. Wow. Praise the Lord. You want to know something? That roll got eaten. Why? 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 Because it was free, praise the Lord. I was going to receive. I was a good receiver, and I was going to receive all that restaurant was going to give me. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, the same thing is with God. We might as well just jump in and receive all that God has for us and do it right now. Why? Because we don't want to send any back to the kitchen, and we certainly don't want to insult the chef. It would have been insult if I said, nah, you know, I don't want that. You got to eat that, amen? There's a certain respect, and that's the way I look at it. And that's the same thing with free dessert. You don't want to insult anybody, you know. I'm going to eat this dessert because I don't want to insult. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, you know what I mean? So I'll make sure that I'm going to finish this, amen? Praise the Lord. I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I even eat food that I completely hate just because I want to be a good receiver. You know what I mean? Somebody give you food or something. Have you ever been like that? Like sometimes we'll have like a soup. We had a soup Sunday this not too long ago in Mayville. Amen. And, you know, everybody wants the pastor to try their soup. And so that's kind of something that we have to do. And I know there's ones that I specifically like, but I always try to try everybody's, you know. And there was this one I decided to try because I was like, I wanted to bless the person. And so I did what I should. It looked good. Have you ever had that where the food looks good?
Yeah.
And I poured it in the bowl. I took two scoops where I should have maybe took half a scoop just to say that I tried it. But I put in two scoops and I'm sitting there eating it and I'm thinking, oh man, this is bad. This is bad, bad. I don't like this. Like, praise the Lord. I don't think it's anybody in here. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I couldn't eat it. I was like, I think you liked it actually, the soup. But I was like, I couldn't deal with it. But maybe you didn't. I don't know. I don't even remember the name, the kind of soup. I am narrowing it down. Yeah, no, it's got to be a vegetarian soup. We know that. No, there's been some meat filled soups that were really bad too. Praise the Lord. But and then there's some. Praise the Lord. Anyway. If anybody else is watching this from, yeah, I'm just going to stop doing this, going down this road. But no, we, you know, there was, so at any rate, but I still would eat it. I still found a way to get it and choke it down because you don't want to hurt the person or whatever. You want to be a good receiver. How much more for the things of God? How much more for the things that God has for us? Shouldn't we receive all that he has? Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. You know, I think about my kids and I think about all the time. And if you're a parent, you understand exactly what I mean. And if you're not a parent, you can probably still understand that. If you had kids, you want them blessed. You want to give them everything that you possibly can. I mean, you will forego things easily in life. You'll forego things just because you love your children. Yeah. Amen. And it's the same thing with God. He forewent. Is that the right way of saying it? He foregoed. I don't think that's right. Praise God. But he went without so much. He gave up for us just to provide for us. And so we need to make sure that we're receiving of that. Amen. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Matthew 10. We want to be good receivers. There's a responsibility. As the people of God, there's a responsibility to receive what God has for us. It's not just that he's done good things for us. That's great. I love preaching about the goodness of God. In fact, the Bible says the goodness of God leads men to repentance. What's repentance? It means change. You know, that's what God's after is repentance. He's not after perfection. He's after repentance. Repentance means to change. If you're truly repentant, you say, I'm sorry, and you move on. You do something different. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. But there's a responsibility. Amen. There's a responsibility to the things of God. That was why it was such a great price. Amen. Because it does create a responsibility. But we need to be people that live in this responsibility, that understand that there's more attached than just our happiness. Amen. You know, sometimes in life, there's things that we have to give up for the Lord's sake or the gospel's, just as the word says. Amen. But you don't give up in vain. Amen. But even if we did give up in vain, even if we did give it up for him, he still deserved it. Even if we gave it up and never got it back. But God promises to redeem us and bless us. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Look what it says here. Matthew 10 verse 40. Praise God. It says, he who receives you receives me. And he who receives me receives him who sent me. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Praise God. Why do we want to be here next week for Reverend Greer? We want to be good receivers. Why do we want to bring a good offering? Because we want to be a good receiver. You know, Jesus instructed his disciples, when you go into a town, he said, if they don't receive you, kick off the dust from your heels. How were they to receive them? Well, first they were to receive the word that they were preaching, but also they were supposed to supply for them. They were supposed to supply housing. He said, take nothing with you. Amen. He said, take nothing with you. You just go to that town, and if they won't receive you, and part of the reception was if they don't feed you and they don't put you up in a nice place, kick the dust off your heels and leave. And then he said, it would be better for the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah than it will be for that town. We don't want to be people that don't receive. Amen. This is why when we have guest ministers in, this is why we do this. But this in this case, there's a prophet of God coming in. You know, one of the things, we're one of the top churches that receives from Pastor Michael's ministry. You remember Pastor Michael was here in November? Pastor Michael is also a prophet. He's also an apostle. He stands in two of the offices. Amen. And actually a pastor's too. But we receive him in our churches as an apostle and as a prophet. Amen. But we receive a lot of things from him. There's a lot of blessing that comes down, that trickles down and gets into all of our lives because of how the church receives him. In fact, we receive other ministers. We get other ones that come to us. And it matters because everybody's delivering something different. I want the best. When the UPS guy pulls up, I always get excited. He pulls up just about every day now. Hallelujah. It's either him or the FedEx dude. Amen. It's one of the two. But when they pull up, I get super excited. And I always look to see if the package has my name on it. Sometimes my wife will order something under my name and it'll come. And I'll get all excited forgetting what I ordered. And I open it and it's not for me. It's for someone else. Yeah, it's Barbies or something like that. You know, something crazy. But you know, it's important that when we receive, we understand about receiving. We understand this, but we need to receive the things of God. Amen. And so it's the same thing. We need to get stirred and excited because they're all delivering something different. Amen. Now, you know, the FedEx guy and the UPS guy, I get excited about them both. They both are delivering something different. They're not delivering the same thing. They're all delivering something different. Why do I get excited? Because there's something different in the package. Amen. I rarely order the same thing more than once. unless it's just a maintenance thing or something like that. If I order something and have it delivered, that's, you know what, this is why I like things like, you know, not to give them, you know, I'm not trying to give them a commercial, but Amazon, stuff like that. Because it's like you get Christmas all the time. They're kind of like, you know, Santa Claus a little bit, you know. I mean, I know we pay for it, but at the same time, it's pretty exciting to have somebody deliver you presents all the time. Amen. I used to love when I worked for the church in Jamestown, I had to order a lot of things for the church. And I used to love doing that because that's why I get packages all the time. And it was like, oh, you know, okay, it's CD labels, but it was still exciting to open it for a second. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, it's just a cable or something that I needed. But praise the Lord. You know, it's good. You know what it's like. Amen. Yeah. But we want to receive knowing that everybody who brings something is bringing something different. And we seek the Lord for our connections and who to have in. So it matters. And this message isn't just about them, but it is about, you know, it says here that he who receives a prophet, the name of a prophet, receives a prophet's reward. So the reward that they get from being faithful, we receive that because we receive them. Because Jesus said, he who receives you, talking to humans, he who receives you receives me. How we receive the ministry offices, how you receive your pastor. If you get excited because you're coming to church and you get to hear a message from your pastor, honestly, and I'm not just saying this because I am a pastor, praise the Lord, but I know you're all excited to see me, amen. But you are receiving something, and how you receive, when this is why we tell the faithful people that serve with us and run with us and give into the same things we're giving into and doing all the same work, praise the Lord. This is why we tell them, when you see us get blessed, you just get excited because it's coming your way too. Amen. I know it's sometimes that's a hard thing to hear. That's a real easy thing for someone to say who's trying to get money out of people. But that's not the truth. And see, we've learned that because we served our pastor that way. And because of that, we walk into things. Amen. It's not always at the same time, but we do know that the Bible tells us to demonstrate. Amen. And so we love that. And one of the greatest things that I love that I get to receive because I follow my pastor and because I receive my pastor is the anointings that he gets. Amen. Of course, that was a joke I was saying about money and stuff, but seriously, I mean, we've seen blessing in our lives that way. But the anointing of God, that closeness with God, and those things that God delivers to us, that's awesome. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's nothing that's worth more than that. Amen. Now, the word here, receive, is interesting. It means to catch, to take hold of, to obtain, to take violently. That's one of the definitions, to take violently. You know what I mean? You know what I thought of as like a, you know, when I used to play, like we used to play football in the fields with my cousins and their friends and stuff like that. My brothers, we used to just go out and play, you know, and somebody was after the ball, man, they got after it. And they, what would they do? If the ball got loose, got fumbled, they'd say amen. I remember some of the terms, amen. They get, you fumble the ball and the ball's loose. What did somebody, everybody's running for that ball and they go, somebody will dive on it. Amen. They're taking it violently. They're receiving, they're like, no, mine, get away, I'm getting it first. Amen. See, what would happen if people came to church like that? What would happen if people came to a special meeting like that? What about what would happen if people came to God like that? What if you open the Bible and say, all right, this is mine, I'm taking it violently. Praise the Lord. I'm taking it by force. Actually, the Bible tells us that. It says the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Amen. We take it by force. We take those things by force. We claim them. They're mine. Praise the Lord. Remember when you were a kid, you shout shotgun? Anyone do that? Shotgun, you get in the car if you had siblings. Shotgun! What did that mean? You got front seat? Yeah. You had to abide by the rules of shotgun, amen? Well, we're doing the same thing in church. Let's all be shotgun shouters, amen? Praise the Lord. Take violently to claim, take as one's own, not to refuse or reject. Are you a good receiver? God's got many promises in this Bible. Do you actually receive them? When you're praying to God, when you're going to God in prayer and you're like, Lord, I don't know how we can pay this bill. Do you receive his help? Right. Philippians 4:19 says, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. God wants to supply all your needs. That's his desire. That's a gift that he's provided. Do you receive that? Yes. Praise the Lord. I don't know how we're going to do it. It's not receiving it. Receiving it is claiming it as your own. Yes. Yeah, of course he will. I'll tell you, devil, how I'm going to pay this bill. The Lord said that he would take care of it. The Lord said if I would serve him, if I'd follow him, that he'd bless me, that he'd get me through, that he'd take me. How am I going to get through this trial? I'll tell you how I'm going. Jesus already paid for it. Praise the Lord. See, you got to know something. You got to be able to receive it. But that's just as much receiving as me walking up to you and handing you money. Can you receive from God? Can you receive the promises of God? Do you get in the Word and find out what the promises are? I'll tell you what, if you really want to get healed, you get in that Word and you find out healing scriptures. Yeah. If you really wanted it, if you really believed it. And see, all these things matter. Do you receive from God? God has provided so many things from you. I hear Christians all the time saying things are completely unscriptural. They're not receiving anything from God. The things, they're not receiving things from God. They're saying, well, the Lord gives and takes away. If that comes out of your mouth, you don't receive from God. You're a bad receiver. You spit in the face of God because you say that he's a father that won't supply. That's exactly what you're saying. God is not a God who gives and takes away. He's a God who gives and gives because he gave it all. How do we know? Because he demonstrates, currently demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, when we were worth nothing, he gave us everything. So if we know, according to Romans 8:32, we know that if God gave us Jesus, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? Are you a good receiver? Will you receive from God? Will you be bold enough to believe that God will come through for you? That's being a good receiver. Just as much as showing up and sitting in these seats, just as much as coming and giving into the offering, being willing to say, my God will supply, is being a good receiver. Saying, my God will heal me, is being a good receiver. Saying, my God takes care of all my needs, that's being a good receiver. Just as much as doing your duty to serve in the nursery, or to serve on the cleaning crew, or to serve in church in any capacity, praise the Lord. We have to receive. It has to become a matter of a fact to us. There is no other option but to receive, because that's what we are. We are receivers. We are made to be the best receivers. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he gave us, and we're going to see this in a little bit, but he gave us the Holy Ghost to put on the inside of us to ensure that we would always be able to receive. Amen. People are most blessed when they learn to receive the ones that God has placed in their lives, the places God has given them to flourish, and the direction that comes from them. God will put you in a church. He will put you in a church that's doing something, and he'll give that church direction. He'll give those people direction, and people will be most blessed when they connect to that and they say, I will receive from this place. Amen? I will receive from these things. Amen. Now, we're going to go to Ephesians 4. Glory to God. Ephesians 4:11. We're going to read through 15, but I'm going to read it in the Amplified, because I thought this was really interesting. You know, we've been hearing these scriptures before, but I don't know as though I've ever read them in church in the Amplified, and it was really, really, really gotten to some good stuff here. So if you don't have the Amplified, you're welcome to look up here, amen. We'll put it up. It says here, and his gifts, God's gifts, amen. This is what Jesus paid for, right? When he ascended on high, he gave gifts unto men. And his gifts were varied. He himself appointed and gave men to us, some to be apostles, special messengers, some prophets, inspired preachers and expounders, some evangelists, preachers of the gospel, traveling missionaries, some pastors, shepherds of his flock, and teachers. Praise the Lord. So these were the varied gifts that he gave us, and he's given us to us all. My wife stands in the office of a teacher as well. Amen. Not just because she teaches at a school, but she's a strong teacher. Amen. And so that's one of the offices at work here. Amen. I am not a teacher. Praise the Lord. I don't stand in the office. Sometimes there's an element of teaching in my ministry, but it's totally different when she teaches. Amen. Now look at this verse 12, his intention. Everybody say God's intention. Praise the Lord. Was the perfecting and the full equipping of the saints, his consecrated people. So the equipping and the perfecting and the full equipping. Does anyone here want to be fully equipped?
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If there's anything that I hate when I'm doing a job, it's when I'm not fully equipped to do it. I have a rule that if I'm building something or something like that and I need a tool, I go buy it.
Yep.
Why? Because I need it, and I'm going to buy it, and my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to struggle and go without because I just won't go to the store and buy it. No, I'm going to have the right tool for the right job. God, his purpose in doing this, give us ministry offices, was to equip us. Amen? Fully equip us. That they should do the work of the ministering toward building up Christ's body, the church. So we see this, that our job, all of our jobs, is to do the work of the ministry. Ministering, amen? That it might develop until we all attain oneness in the faith and in the comprehension of the full and accurate knowledge of the Son of God. What is the full and accurate knowledge of the Son of God? It's realizing who Jesus is according to what the Word says he is. See, people that don't receive Jesus as healer, they say, well, I don't know if God wants to heal me or not. Those are people that don't have the full knowledge of who Christ is or what he did. Praise the Lord. Because who Christ was, one of the things, one of the earmarks of his ministry was what? It was healing. One of his greatest miracles, one of the things he did most often was healing. Amen. This is what Jesus did. He went around healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Amen? Praise the Lord. And so those who don't receive it don't understand who they don't haven't come to that full knowledge. Amen? Praise the Lord. That we may arrive at really mature manhood. Amen? All the women say, wait a minute here. I got to be a man. No, it's not saying you got to be a man. We understand this is talking about mankind. Amen? Praise the Lord. This is where people take it out of context. They'll say, oh, look, God only cares about men. That's all he cares about. I mean, you know, the Bible does tell us that there's neither male nor female, neither Jew nor Greek, praise the Lord. But I know that God only loves men. He doesn't love women. He doesn't want anything for. See, people can twist scripture just by being stupid. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Actually, there could be an argument made that God likes women better. Sometimes I really believe that. Amen? Praise the Lord. How do I know that? Because he tells me I'm wrong when I'm not. Yeah. See, sometimes, you know, there's a disagreement in the household and I know I'm right and God tells me to apologize. You know what I mean? Praise the Lord. And I know that I was right, but he still tells me to apologize. Amen? Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm kind of joking there, you know what I mean? Praise the Lord. But it's the truth. I think that there's, well, anyways. Verse 14. So then we may no longer be children tossed like ships to and fro between chance gusts of teaching and wavering and every changing wind of doctrine. In other words, people listen to this and they flop over here and then they listen to this and they flop over here and they, oh, this is, I like the way this one interprets it. I love the way this one interprets it. Well, listen, if we're going to get into off that, that's just being tossed to and fro. Yeah. Yeah. God has called us to be stable. Yeah. Why are Christians who bebop around that say, you know, the ones that always claim you can go anywhere or whatever, do anything, you know, it doesn't really matter, all this stuff, or I don't need church. Why are these Christians always unstable? Yeah. The Bible clearly states that we shouldn't be unstable, tossed to and fro. But they get tossed to and fro. They never know why, because they've never submitted. They've never received those offices. Amen? Praise the Lord. The prey of the cunning and cleverness of unscrupulous men, gamblers engaged in every shifting form of trickery in inventing errors to mislead. Rather, let our lives lovingly express truth in all things, speaking truly, dealing truly, living truly. That's interesting, isn't it? Enfolded in love, let us grow up in every way and in all things into him who is the head, even Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Glory to God. So we see here that there's a purpose. There's a very sure purpose in what God has ordained as the ministry offices and how we need them, how we need to receive from them. Amen. And so if we don't receive from the things of God, if we don't receive these things that he's placed, and all these things work together, you know, because as a pastor, I spend an awful lot of time convincing people that God's word is actually true. Yeah. I spend an awful lot of time going over the same ground with people who failed to believe something just because of their circumstances. See, God didn't tell you to look at your circumstances. He said, look at the word. Yes. Every time we get depressed, we're looking at circumstances. We're not looking at the word. Because you can't look at the word and be depressed. Why? You can't look at the word and believe the word and be depressed. Right. Amen? Because you understand that God will always supply for you. You'll always get you through. There is nothing for us to worry about. Right. We all deal with depression or times where we're sad or times where we don't know how we're going to get through. Praise the Lord. But God is always faithful. He's always good, always just. His word is always true. And we either believe it or we don't. Right. But how we believe it is how we receive it. Right. If we won't believe, well, I just don't believe that. Then you won't receive. Right. And if you're not receiving, you're not doing what God has told you to do, to be a good receiver. Jesus said, how you receive me, as I preach the word to you, how you receive that is how you receive him. And so every time you sit there and say, I don't know about that, praise the Lord. And I'm talking about in the context of preaching and, you know, the gospel. You understand what I mean, amen? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I'm not talking about giving you my opinions or something like that. Turn with me to John 10. Praise the Lord. This is one of my top favorite scriptures, but it was just came up again. Amen. So I figure I might as well preach it. Amen. Praise God. John 10:10. Yes. Glory to God. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. Amen. Amen. The thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. The thief is the one who does that. Jesus is not the thief. He's the one that gave. For God so loved the world, he gave. Amen. Jesus so loved the world, he gave. Amen. He didn't take, he gave. He didn't take away, he gave. Praise the Lord. He gave away. Gave it all away. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. God and the thief cannot be the same thing. The giver and the thief are not the same thing. Praise the Lord. You can't be a giver and a thief. You're either one or the other. Amen. Praise the Lord. I have come that they may have life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And that they may have it more abundantly. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Notice it, the word says here, I have come that. Yes. This is what Jesus said. I have come that. This is the reason. This is the very reason I came. So if you're wondering what Jesus came for, this is the reason. I have come that. He could have said a lot of things after the statement, couldn't he? There could have been a lot of things he could have put a claim here. You could say almost anything after this statement. I have come that I wanted to take from them. I have come that I wanted to give them a little and take it back. I have come that I wanted to share some with some and then take from others. No, I have come that they may all have life and that they all may have it more abundantly. Amen. This is why he came, to give us an abundant life. Praise the Lord. Have you embraced, have you seized what God has come to do? Have you seized hold of, have you grabbed hold of with fervent just desire, have you grabbed hold of what God has come to do? Did you grab hold of that abundant life? Have you said in yourself, I want abundant life. I'm sick of living a life that isn't abundant and all the things that, have you grabbed hold of it and said, I will accept nothing less than abundant life, because that's what that's what it is. This is how you be a good receiver, is that you say, I will accept nothing less than what Jesus paid for, all that he paid for. I'll only take that, nothing more. Amen. I'm not asking for anything more. I won't be greedy. Amen? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise now, see, if you sat there at dinner, you got your free dessert, you finished your dessert, and you said, now, can I have another one? Free? Right. Now you'd be greedy. Yes. But see, if you just accept it, you're not greedy. Right. You're just being a good receiver. Yes. Well, the same thing is with the Lord. Just receive what he has for you, nothing more. Yeah. What does Jesus have for you? Well, it's abundant life. Yes. That's pretty good. Yes. Amen. That's the dinner dessert for a long time. Yes. Amen. That's not just one day. That's like free meals every day for life. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And if we go from glory to glory, that means that each one's going to be better than the other too. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. God has come for abundant life. Jesus came to deliver abundant life to us. Yes. He could have said, I have come only to save them. He did not say that here. He could have said, I have come only that they could get into heaven. But he didn't say that. I have come only to deliver the Holy Spirit. He didn't say that. He said, I have come that they may have life, life, and have it more abundantly. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Well, I'm telling you what, we're in life right now, aren't we? Yes. And he wanted us to have life and have it to a full. Amen. Yes. Till it's full. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. See, you just can't beat this God. You just can't beat, but we have to determine in ourselves that, okay, we get excited about these things, in which we should get excited about these things, but we have to determine within ourselves that not only am I going to get excited about it at church, but I am going to live this life. I will accept nothing less than abundant life. If it doesn't look like abundant life, I don't want it. Amen. And so we have to understand that that doesn't mean that every single day that everything is just going to be flowers and rainbows and unicorns and all these, you know, fancy things that we love. It's not going to just be sprinkles. But we have to understand that abundant life is the goal. And so if we're robbed from, there has to be a restoration. Have you ever gotten robbed from? I lost a whole week laying on my back. There has to be restoration for that. Why? Because I have a restorative God. I have a restoration-minded God. I serve a restoration-minded God. He is my heavenly Father. I ain't losing a week. There's a lot of things I wanted to get done in a week. I'm mad I didn't get them done. Amen? Praise the Lord. I'm just telling you the truth. So what? That has to be restored to me. Praise the Lord. Now, if we purposely live, and I live to serve God. I'm not saying I do it perfectly. My wife and I, we miss the mark all the time. Me more than her, praise the Lord. But we miss the mark all the time. We're not by any means perfect. But our heart is to serve God. Yeah. Amen? And because of that, that's what God is after. He is not after perfection. He's after the heart. We receive Him. We say, this is the life we want to live. We receive that. We love to pastor. We want to do it. We want to serve God. And so therefore, we're going to walk in all that God has for us. I'm not going to have any less. I mean, I boldly went before the Lord not too long ago. And I said, in this one situation, I said, you need to take care of this or I'm done. I'm not serving you anymore. If I'm going to serve you and you're not going to take care of me like you promise in these areas, praise the Lord. What was I doing? I was being bold. I wasn't being mad at God. I was being bold about my faith. Amen. The Bible says, come boldly through the throne. Coming boldly to the throne is not whimpering up to the throne. Oh, Lord, I don't know if you will. I'm not worthy. I don't know if you'll do this for me. I don't know if you love me enough. Oh, God. Oh, God, don't hit me again. Come on now. He's not an abusive dad. Praise the Lord. He said, come boldly. He shouldn't have, if he didn't want me to come boldly, he shouldn't have put it in the Bible. Praise the Lord. He said, come boldly. Why? Because that means you receive good. Praise the Lord. Somebody who jumps on that football that's fumbled, there's somebody who's coming boldly. Yeah. There's someone that says, no, that's mine. Yeah. I don't care that you want it. I don't care that you want it. It's my ball. Yeah. Hallelujah. And it's about time the Christians start saying, it's mine. Yeah. It's what you provided for me, Lord, so I'm after it. Yeah. You provided abundant life. I'm not accepting anything less. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. I'm not asking for anything more, but I'm not accepting anything less. Yeah. I'm not being greedy. I just want what's mine. Praise the Lord. It is not greedy to take what's yours.
Right.
Praise God. This morning, we went to breakfast. Amen? Yeah. Went to breakfast. We went and got our breakfast, and we got, and they had these gigantic cinnamon rolls is what they sell. And they bring out a gigantic cinnamon roll. It was enough for the whole family. And so I decided I want to share it with the family. I was the only one that ordered one. Amen? They brought out four little plates for us. But what did I say? I said, I want this spot right here because this is the spot that I want, and I ordered the cinnamon roll, so this spot is mine. You know what I'm saying? The cinnamon rolls generally are all good, but there's spots that are even better, and that spot was mine. Was I greedy? No, I ordered it. They could have all ordered one too. I was sharing my cinnamon roll with them, amen? They could have been mad at the part of the cinnamon roll they got. They got part of the cinnamon roll, amen, that they didn't order. I ordered it, so I got the spot I want. Is that greedy? No, it belonged to me. Praise the Lord. Now, often I will share things, you know, like the things that are mine with my family, of course, but not the cinnamon roll. Amen. The cinnamon roll was mine. I felt slightly bad about it later, but I got over it now. Amen. It made a good illustration for the message. Praise the Lord. We need to start receiving what's ours. We need to be Christians that walk around. We need to live in such a way that, like, listen, if you're living in a life that's subpar, that makes you uncomfortable, then you have to understand it is definitely not abundant. Now, maybe you don't know what abundance really is. There's a lot of things, a lot of places in my life that I didn't realize what abundance was. God has had to build my thinking over these years of serving Him. Every time the more I serve God, the bigger I think. And that's not bad. That's why there's a lot of things I can't say, because there's a lot of people just trip up that wouldn't understand it. I'm just telling you the truth. There's things that people had said them to me would have tripped me up at a time. But God will bigger our thinking. But we have to be people that we have to understand, if you're living a life that's uncomfortable, if it's a place where you know what I mean by uncomfortable? I mean, like, every day is just getting by. You're like, I don't know how I'd give into the offering. I can't even pay my bills. You need to start switching your faith up. You need to start believing in God, the one who supplies the seed to the sower. Yeah. Amen? And how do you do that? How do you receive that word? You do it by starting to give out. You start becoming generous when you don't think you can. Why? Because that's how it works. Praise the Lord. When you don't believe the Lord, you start sowing the word in you. Start getting in the word. Find word on finances. Find word on health and healing. Find word on restoration of the mind. Find word on his peace, on his joy. All these things. If you're not living in these things, you're living below. You're living a subpar life. It is not abundant life. You're letting the thief steal. I said, you're letting the thief steal. See, you cry before the Lord, but he said, I already provided it. I demonstrate my love all the time in what I did with Jesus. I demonstrate all the time. There it is. Between that Romans 5:8 and Romans 8:32, you have all the answers you ever need to know. If you ever want to know if God will do something for you, take those two scriptures and look at them. Amen. Take those two scriptures and look at them. They will answer every question for you. Yeah. Praise the Lord. It is not his fault if his children walk without. It's not God's fault because he provided a way. See, we go to God, well, we have been taught in many ways in religion and stuff like that. We've been taught to go to God and just beg him for things, not knowing whether or not we'll actually get them. Yeah. And that is completely the opposite of what we're supposed to do. Yes. Completely opposite. We're supposed to go to God with thanksgiving. What is thanksgiving? You can't be thankful if you have nothing, if it's all getting ripped away from you and you know that it'll never happen. You can't. How can you be thankful for that? How can you be thankful for your healing if you go before God and say, Lord, I need healing really bad in my body. I'm going to die even. Maybe it's that bad. I'm going to die. I have some incurable disease. God, I need healing. How are you going to go thankful if he won't do it? Right. Thankful for the, are you thankful for the sickness? Are you an idiot? Who's ever been thankful for a sickness? The last thing, I did not lay on my back. I praised God a lot this week. But I wasn't praising him for my back injury.
No.
Praise the Lord. I wasn't doing that. I was praising him for his goodness. I was praising him because he's my healer. I was praising him because he's my redeemer. I was praising him because he's my God. But I certainly wasn't praising him because I was laying on my back, not able to move. That wasn't his fault. That was the thief's fault. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm glad you're happy about that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Stupid people thank God for sickness. Yes, people are dumb. They're dumb. They have not learned the word. They don't have the knowledge. I'm not saying that they're just dumb. You know what I mean? They can get smart if they choose to. Luke, turn with me to Luke 4:8. Praise God. I didn't think I was going to have enough, but I have too much. Luke 4:18. Look what Jesus said here. So we see this Jesus, the one that came to give abundant life, right? Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, a recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Praise the Lord. John 13:20 says, most assuredly I say to you, he who receives whoever I send receives me. Yes. And he who receives me receives him who sent me. Yes. So we see that again, but it says a little bit different. It says, he who receives whoever I send. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes. Do you receive this Jesus that preaches the gospel to the poor? The gospel, God said about his own word, he said, my word will not return to me void. In other words, that when his word goes out, and he goes on to say, it shall accomplish that thing for which I sent it. Amen. So if you're sent to preach the gospel to the poor, it's the first thing he dealt with is poverty. He could have dealt with a lot of things here, but the first thing he dealt with was poverty. Why? Because all these Christians are fools running around thinking God wants a poor. Wants him not able. How is the gospel going to be supplied? Well, do you know what the cost of this work is a month, just roughly? So this work costs $2,000 a month. Yeah. Now think about that compared to your offering. Yeah. Now I'm not saying this because you got to pay it all. But what I'm saying is this: if you can never, if you can't even pay your own bills, who's going to pay for this work? Who's going to pay for this work over here or this work over there? What about if God sends us over there? Who pays for this stuff? It isn't the government. It isn't some. We haven't got some rich person come into our church and wrote his check and said, here, go buy a building. We do it in faith. Praise the Lord. Everything we do, we step out in faith. Why do I bring those things up? I bring those things up because we understand that what we bring in may be such a small part of it, but we need to believe God more for the fullness of that because he's got more for us to do. Amen? Praise the Lord. We had to contend with the people of Maven. When I say contend with them, not because they were resistant to it, but we had to explain to them why it was important to come down here and start a church, because currently they're the ones paying for it. This church does not support itself. Not even remotely. It's a whole other group of people who are giving of themselves to make it happen. Amen? But that's the way every work. The same thing when we launched Mayville. There was somebody in Jamestown there were people in Jamestown who gave and gave and gave in order to do that. Amen? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. This is why God wants, this is why he deals with those things. Amen? Praise the Lord. But I want to really read those scriptures in Luke. I want to read those to you in the Amplified. Amen? It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me, the anointed one, the Messiah, to preach the good news, the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to announce the release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to send forth as delivered those who are oppressed, who are downtrodden, bruised, crushed, and broken down by calamity. To proclaim the accepted and acceptable year of the Lord, the day when salvation and the free favors of God profusely abound." The day of salvation is when the free favors of God profusely abound. God, his favor is not for the after, it's not for when we're in heaven, because then there's everything is always there, right? It's just an abundance. There is no lack in heaven. We've always been taught this. So that's not what it's talking about. It's talking about this life here. Amen? Praise the Lord. And real quickly, I want to go through this quickly. Turn with me to Acts 1. So we're seeing that God, that receiving from God is not an option. It's not optional. We have to. Amen? Acts 1:4, this is what Jesus told the disciples. "And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, 'You have heard from me.'" Now down to verse 8, if you go down to verse 8, it says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Praise the Lord. So we see here that the gift of God, still, this is receiving of God. If those disciples had not gone there, they would have never received that gift, that power. Because why? Because the Holy Spirit can appear anywhere. The Holy Spirit is ever present. He can appear anywhere. It doesn't have to happen in a certain town. But Jesus said to go to a certain place and be there and wait for my anointing to show up, my ability to show up. Wait for the power which I'm giving you. Amen? But see, this is where a lot of Christians live. They're not waiting for God. They're not waiting on God in the place where they should go. They're just doing their own thing and hoping that maybe they run into God along the way. Praise the Lord. They're not being good receivers. It is not a good receiver to be someone who just happens upon something. Amen? Being a good receiver is someone who purposes, "I will receive what God has for me." Amen. I'm going to close with the scripture, 2 Timothy 1:7. And we see this here again, a very similar thing. "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Those three things are very, very important. And most Christians, or I would say, I don't know if I want to say most, but a good number of Christians live without these. They don't know what the power of God is. They don't know what the love of God is, and they certainly don't know what a sound mind is. Right. Praise the Lord. A sound mind is not being a ping pong Christian bouncing back and forth. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? That's ping ponging. Yeah. You know, ping ponging is, I don't know which church to go to, or I'm just going to go to church, or maybe I'm not. You know how many Christians I met that don't even go to church? Like, how are you getting fed? They're not. They're not receiving from God. They're ping ponging. But the same thing, some people go to church, "Oh, I never know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do." You have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. Where's the power? See, this is why people aren't walking in the power, because they're not receiving from God. They're saying, "Where's the power of God?" It's here. It's all there, ready for us to take it. But are we receiving it? Amen? Praise the Lord. How we receive from God, how we receive the men and women of God that he sends, how we receive the church of God, how we receive the work of God. You know, it's the same thing. When the pastor presents something for you for direction of the church, do you sigh about it? There's a lot of people that sigh about it. They have opinions about it. That's half the problem. That's why all these denominations are so screwed up, because you got all these people running around voting their opinion and not what God actually wants. They've never sought God. They sit there and say, "Well, I just don't like this, so I'm." They don't even take a second to listen to God on it. They don't ask, "What's your heart on it, Pastor? What is God speaking to you about this?" This is not my opinion. I don't like this. I don't like this. Well, if you don't like it, too stinking bad. It doesn't matter if you don't like it. Praise the Lord, because God isn't consulting any of us. Glory to God. When I first started pastor, I didn't want a pastor. God didn't consult me. He said, "You are a pastor." He said, "I made you a pastor." Period. There's days where I sit there and think, "Man, I don't necessarily want it. Too stinking bad. It's not my decision. I didn't decide to be a pastor. He made me a pastor. Praise the Lord." And so that's why I do it. I receive. I'm a good receiver. Amen. At least in that, amen, I'm doing my best, praise the Lord. And that's what we all need to be doing. We need to be receiving from God. We need to stop with this garbage of constantly getting our heads. I don't know what to do. I don't know if God will. I don't know how we're going to make it. You're going to make it because you're a child of God, for God's sakes. You're going to get through because you're a child of God. He's going to provide because you are his child, and you're going to be faithful. Praise the Lord. That's all there is to it. I'm just going because there's no other option. Jesus came to give me abundant life, and that's what I'm living in. Amen.